never quite known how to process. But here's the real issue, as I've worked to get to the root of why boundaries are hard and goodbyes seem so off to me. I haven't had the biblical wisdom or confidence around what to do when relationships get incredibly challenging. When I set out to write this message, here's some of the questions that were constantly holding me back from making decisions that would lead to healthier relationships. Is it Christian to draw a boundary? Am I being unloving, unkind, or uncaring? I've tried boundaries and they don't seem to work for me. Am I doing this the wrong way? And what if I draw a boundary and that person doesn't cooperate, or worse yet, gets mad and walks away from me? How do I manage the relational fallout that might happen with this person and others involved? Does God ever instruct us to separate ourselves from the behaviors of someone and when to do it? If you've ever had some of these same questions, you're not alone. But what I've discovered through the years of theological and therapeutic research is that boundaries, they're not just a good idea. They're a God idea. God established the entire universe using boundaries to separate light from darkness, the sea from dry land, and the earth from the heavens. Where there was no form, God created visible distinction to help us see clearly between chaos and order. Now, this is where I want to look straight into your eyes and say something really important. The purpose of this study on boundaries isn't so that we can shove love away. Quite the opposite. This is so we can know what to do when we very much want to love those all around us really well without losing ourselves in the process. And it's so that we can preserve the love within us even when some relationships become unsustainable and we must accept the reality of a goodbye. After all, God's ultimate assignment for us is to love Him and love others. And that's exactly what Jesus taught and modeled. Now, let me read you a verse from John 13:34, and of course, old eyes, so let me put my glasses on. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know you are my disciples if you love one another. We are to love one another, but we can't enable bad behavior and call it love. We can't tolerate destructive patterns and call it love. And we can't pride ourselves in being loyal and long-suffering in our relationships when it's really perpetuating violations of what God says love is. Love must be honest. Love must be safe. Love must seek each other's highest good. And ultimately, love must honor God to experience the fullness and the freedom of the sweetest connection between two humans. Now, I'm not talking about just when love gets difficult. I'm saying love must never be destructive. During this study, we will be opening up God's Word and digging into some crucial scriptures and teaching around good boundaries and goodbyes. Together, we'll soon see where there's a pattern of chaos, there's usually a lack of boundaries. When set appropriately and kept consistently, boundaries really do serve to help keep us safe and our relationships healthy. It's crucial that we know how to identify when a boundary is needed and then how to communicate this to the other person and what to do when our boundaries are violated. It's also crucial to learn how to make peace with drawing boundaries that could cost us relationally if the other person refuses to stop hurtful and unhealthy patterns. If we aren't convinced of how much a boundary will help us, we'll be too afraid of what the boundary will cost us. Lastly, we'll learn what the Bible says and does not say around goodbyes, when they are necessary, how to process your hurt without unleashing more hurt, and how to move forward in God-honoring ways. Good boundaries and goodbyes should bring relief to the grief of letting other people's opinions, issues, misplaced desires, and unhealthy agendas run our life. And most important,